Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Diane Jackson. Is it hard to admit when you're wrong? Pride likes to keep us from admitting our shortcomings or mistakes. But we're kidding ourselves, and only ourselves, if we think we are fooling anyone. Pause and take a deep breath. As you release it, picture releasing those lies you're holding on to, those sins that so easily entangle. We can only live in pretense for so long before we realize we need to come clean, like someone who's been working in the mud and dirt. All you really want is to get clean, to take a nice long bath. When you're covered in your sins, the blood of Jesus is the only bath that can get you clean. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Admitting your mistakes and taking responsibility for them takes humility. That's really hard, most of the time. But the Bible promises us that God is faithful. He will forgive your sins if you confess them to Him. Allow the blood of Jesus to wash you clean. Receiving forgiveness for your sins is connected to confessing of your sins. You can't give away what you don't own. Own up to your sins and let God's forgiveness cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Knowing He is faithful can give you the courage. Lord, I don't want wickedness to separate me from You. I won't deny or hide my true filthy condition. Only by confessing my sins can I be set free, restored and healed. I admit my wrongdoings now, and thank You for being faithful and just to forgive and cleanse me. Thank You for removing my sins far from me. Help me to honor You by doing what is right. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Keep a clean slate with God. Do not let your unconfessed sin pile up and come between you. His forgiveness is right there waiting for you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.